Sonesta Gwinnett Place Atlanta features 426 guest rooms, 16,000 square feet of meeting and event space, several dining options, including art bar, a gastro pub serving locally inspired fare and cocktails, along with an indoor-outdoor swimming pool and patio, 11 landscaped acres of walking trails, and a convenient location to all the attractions located north of Atlanta. Visit www.sonesta.com/Gwinnett Place to learn more about what we have to offer for your next getaway, meeting, or event. Tired of being frustrated and stressed with administrative tasks in your business? Proactive Payroll rocks payroll and provides relief. We handle your payroll needs simply and efficiently, allowing you more time to work on growing your business. We handle tax reporting and payments, direct deposits, benefit and worker comp reporting, and more. Locally owned and operated with over 30 years of payroll experience. We don't just process payrolls, we build relationships. Visit proactivepayroll.rocks or call 404-410-0031. Broadcasting live from the Subaru of Gwinnett Studios in Atlanta, it's time for Gwinnett Business Radio, spotlighting business leaders in our area. Gwinnett Business Radio is brought to you by Faratech. Faratech, great people, remarkable service.
And hello again, everybody. This is Stephen Julian, and we are broadcasting live from the Subaru of Gwinnett Studios inside the beautiful Sonesta Gwinnett Place Atlanta Hotel. And that means it's time for Gwinnett Business Radio. And I am thrilled to be joined by Ashley Mingwasser today. Hey, Ashley.
Hey, Stephen. I'm thrilled to be here.
Yeah. Now, this is your first time co-hosting on Gwinnett Business Radio, correct?
You're right. You checked your facts.
I did. You are the person that I'm scared is going to take my job one day. you've been with Business Radio X for a little while. Most of the time, we've seen you at remotes, heard you at remotes. You've also co-hosted a little bit, but tell us about yourself.
Thank you for asking. So I am traditionally an Emmy-winning host for television. So Nice. Radio's new for me. So for years, I co-hosted a program on Georgia Public Broadcasting called Georgia Traveler. Got to do all kinds of crazy things, including jumping out of a perfectly good airplane with my 72-year-old grandmother at the time. That was probably the highlight. And I went to China and made a documentary on tea. I've kind of gone all around. But what I love doing is featuring and uplifting stories in our community that really engage and educate and entertain people.
So you are now a freelancer.
I am.
A mercenary interviewer.
Freelance host, writer, and producer. That's correct.
Nice. Well, I am just thrilled to have you here today. Thank you very much for helping me get this show going.
And helping yourself.
Exactly. keeping me from turning this into a flaming disaster, right? So
we'll try to prevent that.
That's your job today.
Thanks.
We are thrilled to be joined in the studio today. But actually, before we get to that, we are at the beautiful Sonesta Hotel, and you have something to tell everybody about Sonesta.
I do. Locals and visitors alike can give thanks at Sonesta Gwinnett Place Atlanta this Thanksgiving. On Thursday, November 23rd, that's next week, Stephen.
Yes.
From 11:30 until 3 p.m., guests can enjoy a delicious feast, sumptuous, some might say, that includes an appetizer display, seafood display, salad station, carving station, buffet station, and dessert buffet. Adults are $30.95, children 6 to 12 are $15.95, and children under 5 are free. For reservations, you can call 770-923-1775.
So Thursday, November 23rd, 2017, that's also Thanksgiving Day.
It is Thanksgiving Day.
So if you don't have a place to go for Thanksgiving, come to Sonesta.
Come to the Sonesta. It sounds delicious.
Well, fantastic. And it does sound delicious. It sounds like great stations. And there was a delicious feast.
Yes.
Well, it's interesting that we're talking about a feast at Sonesta because there's also a feast that goes on all the time, and that is at Medieval Times. And we are pleased to be joined in the studio today by Katie Ortiz, Jason Jones, and Dominic Fico. And they are from Medieval Times.
Yes, right? And it's also a feast for our eyes.
It is a feast for our eyes. You're correct. Because, Katie, you are dressed like a professional salesperson, correct?
Correct.
Yes, and that is what you do for Medieval Times. You do...
Yes, I'm the sales manager there.
Very good. And Jason and Dominic, you are not dressed.
No, we're not.
Yeah, that would be... Your outfits are a little bit of the feast for the eyes. You guys are dressed in medieval garb.
That's right.
That's correct, my lord.
So, you are Jason Jones and Dominic Fico, but you also are known as who? Jason, who are you known as?
The Lord of Astoria, the Green Knight.
The Green Knight, Lord of Astoria.
As he bangs on the table.
Yeah, exactly. With his sword by his side, so we're going to be careful not to rile him up too much. And Dominic, you are also known as?
The Red Knight, of course. And we're going to stick with the... And Don. We'll call him Don.
All right,
we'll call him Don.
Don the Red Knight. I like that. And the Lord of Astoria, Jason. Katie, why don't we start with you? Tell us about medieval times. For people that have never been, tell us where you're located and what we need to know about medieval times.
Okay, so we are in Lawrenceville. We're off of Sugarloaf Parkway, and we are a dinner theater. So we have real horses and knights. They joust, compete, sword fight. You're eating a feast as you're watching them. Sat in a colored section cheering for your knight. So it's a lot of fun. You have serfs, wenches serving you, your royalty at the castle for an evening. It's a lot of fun. Everyone needs to come out, eat food, watch them. Watch them battle.
Enjoy the show, yeah. Mm-hmm.
I love that you said wenches, because it's clear to me the role that women played in this epic.
Yes, yes. Wenches.
Unfortunately, historically accurate, right?
It is. Yes. Very much so. And I've got to point out your garb that you're wearing, because when I was a little girl, my mother told me, a knight in shining armor, right? That's what we're told in modern society. And here you are, too, before me.
That's right.
But I want to understand this attire that you're wearing. Can you talk me through a little bit of the details of the names of some of the pieces?
We have, period armor.
You can
hear it right there, right?
Yes.
As well as, updated safety equipment. These are bracers. A knight would wear that, obviously, to protect your forearm. Our shoulder armor right here. You, as a real knight, you'd have more armor on all the time. But of course, we jump off horses every day. So it is mixed. We got real leather. Our belts are real leather. Our boots and all that are real leather because it holds up better. But along with that, we mix up. We actually have like a motorcycle armor that attaches that. So it's, the best of both worlds.
Yes, very authentic looking.
Mm-hmm. And talk a little bit about the swords that you guys use.
That's a good question because everybody thinks they're always, those aren't real swords. These are fake swords. As you can see, that's a real sword.
It's unwieldy looking.
It's made out of titanium. So it's actually lighter than steel and stronger than steel. These are very expensive weapons. They've actually gotten a little lighter over the years. It's a little easier on our shoulders, so we can do this 6-7 times a week, multiple times a day. But as you can see, real, real, and real. So when it hits you, which it doesn't because we practice so often our choreography, hundreds of hours of choreography, but very safe though at the same time.
Dominic, talk a little bit about the training that you have to go through to get to be a knight.
Okay, so you start out, everybody starts out in the same direction, stables work, gets comfortable with the horses, and, depending on how the route Jason, would like you to take, it's, down in the sand, and we start off with heavy pipes, it's just like steel pipes, fill them with sand, and we work on our footwork first, so you kind of work your way up. You do little tracks in the sand, get comfortable, and until you can really, get the basic technique down, the form down as far as that goes, let's see if this guy can handle a sword. Let's put a sword in his hand, and let's walk him through what we call our head, leg, shoulder test. And, those are our three basic strikes.
Jason, you are the head trainer.
That's right.
And not just for the Lawrenceville location, but for other locations as well, one of the trainers?
That's true. What the Red Knight forgot to include in his story is the hundreds of hours I recruited him at the gym.
Absolutely.
For years before that.
There's a backstory.
I can walk you through that, for sure.
and also the other thing the Red Knight forgot, not that I'm going to jump on, but I know a little bit of the backstory, but they actually start working with horses.
In the stables.
Your first two weeks of your career at Medieval Times is spent in our stables.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. We have 23 horses back there. And if I go tell you to get Western or go get Toffee, you got to know where you're going. Each horse has different tack. And, each horse is different, just like you.
Different deportments,
everybody.
Yeah.
Every horse has its own personality. Some are the sweetest things, some are, but they're horses and they all have their own personality. So you have to know how to handle them and be around them. Most of our guys have zero horse experience. I started in this company, never touched a horse in my life.
Same here. Zero experience, yep.
So yeah, it's an introductory around safety and how we do things there.
Ashley, I would fail as a knight because if he asked me to go get toffee, I'd leave and go to the convenience store.
Come back with a handful of toffee. That's right.
Handful? Try a bagful.
I believe in you. You can grow beyond this. So Jason, as head knight, that is your title, correct?
That is correct.
What other roles do you have with the younger knights coming up through the ranks?
You know, it starts with recruiting, just the hiring process, evaluating. Not everybody's going to be a knight. But then, you know, that starts at my hiring. You know, when I evaluate, sometimes I need just squires. And they're good guys, but you know the difference between going from squire to knight is no joke. They say we could do up to 3 performances a day. So I'm actively recruiting in the gym, anywhere we go where I see guys. And you know, we could take guys that have no sports background, which is really neat, and still train them. It revolves around a passion. Sometimes I get theater guys, and they have a passion for entertaining. And if they're deep committed to that passion, then we can train them. We have a sports background. I had never had any theater background. I think the Red Knight has some theater background.
Yeah, a little bit here and there. So I've done a few projects and short film stuff like that. So nothing like theater, based, but definitely the acting, the filming, performing aspect. So,
performance.
Absolutely, performance. That's what kind of drew me in with Jason. He, we became friends over, we talked at the gym and over sports. And then he's like, hey, man, this is a little taste of that theatrical, that fix that you want, so to say. And I was like, oh, sounds great. Where do I sign up? And we just kind of got the ball rolling. And
I'm trying to imagine Jason Jones, the Lord of Astoria, saying, hey, man.
Okay, was it
dude
like that
at any point?
For sure.
Rub-a-dub-dub.
Katie, I want to bring you in for a second. Mm-hmm. You are the lady of sales, mm-hmm. And you kind of make sure the castle keeps running by putting people in the seats.
Yes.
Obviously, most people think of medieval times as a place to take their family and individuals or dates or that kind of a scenario. But talk a little bit about companies. Talk a little bit about what you guys do reach, because this is Gwinnett Business Radio. Talk to the business community. Correct. And how you can help.
Yeah, so that's specifically what I book is the corporate group. So companies can come, have your holiday parties, your team outings. We have team building events. So if
Perfect.
You want them to group up, divide up, kind of learn to work together before they enjoy dinner in the show, they can do that as well. And we can even bring the knights out to your company and they can do a fight. We can do an office crasher. I mean, there's different things that we can partner with them.
So a lot of people think of an office party or an office event and that's, mm-hmm. hey, let's just go see a show.
Mm-hmm.
And that's great. But you can get a little creative. I mean, so mm-hmm. calling, having the knights come out to someone's a place of business.
Yeah.
And also the actual event before the show, mm-hmm. What are some of the special things you guys do for groups before the show? What are some of the things you've been able to do for some groups that are mm-hmm. a little more creative?
So we can customize it based on what they need. Some of them want to have just a cocktail and networking type thing beforehand, and we can do a private area for them with drinks, appetizers. If they want a meeting space before, we do have a projector head, so we can set that up for them, and they can even come in earlier so it's quiet before the public comes in. If the team building, again, if they want to have some kind of activity to learn to work together. So there's different options based upon what the company might need. We can usually accommodate it.
And how many can you accommodate in the arena?
1,100.
Okay. So if there's a few businesses in this area mm-hmm. and in nearby, mm-hmm. they could rent out the whole place, couldn't they? Because
yes.
it's not
yep.
like Medieval Times does a show for the public every single day, right?
Correct. Yeah. We can definitely do a buyout for them.
Okay. So I'm making a challenge to the Metro Atlanta business community and Gwinnett community. I mean, there are some businesses. You want to do something really special. You want to do something really unique. Mm-hmm. They need to get with the lady of sales, Katie Ortiz, and see what she can bring to the table. Because
to the round table.
Yes, that's right.
I was going to say she wields a sword of a different kind, but I like your round table comment.
If they have thousands and thousands of employees, like we've had a company that had 2,000, we can do 2 buyouts back to back. And then they can have a middle time that they can all be, together in there doing some kind of networking.
Intermingling.
Yes. Yeah,
is there a size that's too small? Could people come and do a corporate event in
two.
Your facility? Okay.
Yeah, I mean, I've done
plus.
It for 12. Typically it's 15 or more. But if you're, I'll work with you. If you're 13,
yes.
12 people, usually under 10, then you'd be individual sales.
Okay. I'm thinking of those management teams mm-hmm. that need to go out and do team building or skill building together. If they're a smaller group, they can still come and enjoy that medieval experience.
Oh, yes, yes. They can still reach out to me and I'll still set them up with a good deal. If they're only 6 people coming out, and that's fine.
Storm the castle.
Yes. Well, storm the castle, you do need to have at least 20 people.
What is Storm the Castle?
That's what you're talking about, like a management building.
Mm-hmm. It's a scavenger hunt that we set up that's all throughout the castle.
Oh,
they get to go down in the sand. So there you even get to do some fun activities that you wouldn't get to do just coming to dinner.
All right. You said scavenger hunt and sand. And all I can think of is that, hey, find the biggest piece of horse manure.
That's just for you. That's a VIP experience only you will get.
Yeah. Now I know what I'm going to get when
you
I
wear closed-toed shoes, definitely.
Yes. Get your mind out of the sand, Stephen.
Well,
oh, my gosh.
Well, I was going to say before. So I like that. Storm the Cat. So you got all kinds of regular packages, and then you can be creative with the things you do.
Yes.
Before we get back to the knights, I have to ask, the biggest issue for me is, talk about the food.
Oh, yes.
Because this is, because it's also, it's set in medieval times. So talk about what people are going to experience.
You eat with your hands. We don't have silverware. And it's tomato soup, garlic bread, a whole half of rotisserie chicken, potato, the corn on the cob. And then we have a pastry of the castle.
Logistical question, Katie. Mm-hmm. How do you eat soup with no hands?
So that one has a handle on it. So you kind of bowl with a handle so you can pick it up.
Oh, okay. So the bowl assists you to that end. Mm-hmm. Well, that makes sense. And it's a four-course meal. Do I understand that correctly?
Yeah, four-course meal.
Utensil-free.
Utensil-free.
Scary. That's the scariest part of this.
I know a little secret. Mm-hmm. One of the questions you get most often is people go, well, what's on the kids' menu?
Oh, yeah.
Same menu for everybody.
We do have a vegetarian meal option, and we can accommodate gluten allergy, soy allergy, egg allergy, peanut allergy.
Dragon eggs is a big hit.
Serve our dragon eggs and
dragon's
blood.
The finest
and the dragon's
in all
blood, right? Yes, that's what you get
blood.
In the bowl is
dragon's
blood.
The baby blood. Dragon.
That's exactly right.
Yes. As the servants and wenches will tell you.
Mm-hmm. The wenches. We had to go back there, didn't we?
It's medieval.
A little bit.
Is dressing up encouraged for attendees? I feel a little left out.
Absolutely.
These two
Absolutely.
Yeah, okay.
Absolutely.
What would you direct us to wear if we want to participate in this merriment? What could we don?
11th century attire.
Oh, because I have that in my closet.
Yeah, absolutely. And most do.
Just go to the thrift store.
Thrift store, make your own foam armor.
Yeah, you'd be surprised.
Nothing is frowned upon.
Some people make it.
That's nothing is frowned upon.
That's right.
So, and that's a great question because it is dinner theater and you guys want the crowd to be part of the experience. Oh. Talk about that.
Absolutely. You know, the bigger the crowd, everybody's going to get a great performance, but it is a live show. And coming back to sports here, you know, when it's sold out, you know, we're going to be just a little more excited. The blood's going to be flowing a little more. But when people are out there doing the knight's tale thing, banging on the tables, it takes us next level.
You
know, some of our shows, you know, we have special shows out a year that we know are busier than the others. And of course, we look forward to it as performers, because as a performer, you know, you want to be doing it in front of the biggest house you can. You know, we got 1,100 seats there. You know, our biggest shows are matinees most of the time. You know, you got 1,100 kids in there screaming. It will wake you up if you're not woken up already. So,
But
as performers, of course, we, you know, the more people there and the less people golf clapping and actually getting into the show is always, you know,
because
we want standing.
They're not out of
cable
golf
guy.
Event,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, cable guy it for us.
He's pulled out cable guy and Knight's Tale. I like it.
All the references.
So, So talk a little bit about the horses. I mean, you guys talked about training on the horses, but the location here in Lawrenceville, it's part of Sugarloaf Mills Mall. My assumption would be, well, the horses must come in from somewhere else. Is your stable actually there? And then also just, you mentioned a couple of names, but just kind of talk about them and what their role is in the show.
Yeah, another good question we get all the time, you know. Oh, where do horses live? Where do horses live? We have a huge stable in the back. If you've ever been to our facility, people don't understand how large our facility is. It isn't a mall, but it's huge. I mean, think about if you go into a JCPenney's, you know, it's huge, three floors, some of those JCPenney's. Well, it's same thing here. We got multiple levels, as well as, you know, one of our biggest area, you know, has 23 horses back there. These guys get showered twice a day, you know, top of the line. Everything.
It's better than most men I know. Twice a day.
Most of our squires. Yeah, the horses are cleaner than most of the squires.
Absolutely. Smell a lot better, that's for sure.
But
and they're not even there most of the time.
Yeah, the best part is we have a ranch over 20 acres in Dakula where our horse trainer lives, and he transports them out there once a week. So just like us, there's a rotation. Horses get a week or two off here and there. And they get to go and run out in the field.
Because they're working performers.
That's exactly. Right. They are the stars of the show. You know, we're just, we're just there to so sit on them and make them look good.
Smell better than the squires. I was going to make another wench comment, but Ashley.
Let it go.
Let it out. What
so
is
I better stop doing that. So let's go back to training a little bit. We kind of touched on that, but let's just kind of go back to that. Jason, you've been responsible for training people both as squires and then taking that step to knights. Once someone becomes a knight, how long have you been a knight?
18 years.
Wow. That's impressive.
So you started when you were 12. I'm very impressed.
12, yeah. In our Florida location, I started in, it was a long time ago, but yeah.
And guys that become knights, is there across all the different locations, are there a few knights that have done this for a while?
Actually, yeah. My boss, who's the corporate head knight, which sounds really funny, a corporate head knight, he started 1983.
I wasn't born yet.
That's when our first castle opened in Kissimmee, Florida. So he started off in 1983. He doesn't do the show as often anymore, but he comes out and still puts the choreography together for us and, stays in shape. And
so here at this location in Lawrenceville, you guys have been here. This is
almost 11 years now.
Okay, so 11 years. And have there been knights that have stayed for years and years and years and done this for a while?
Yeah, we have at least four or five senior knights. My assistant head knight and a couple other senior knights have been here since this location has opened as well.
So, I mean, it's a job, but it's also, there's a little bit of a calling. There's a little bit of a passion. I mean, that can develop. You love what you do, right?
Yeah, I never hire a guy for a job. I tell him that from the first interview, just because, there are so many departments to run our show, light and sound. We have the bar, the gift shop. There's so many departments, and we want people that have a passion for medieval times, because let's say you're done knighting. The road doesn't end there in medieval times. We're always looking for people that understand how this whole production works. It's so unique. We just can't do the show just by ourselves. We need light. We need music. So, when you have people that understand how everything works, you can move up to management in different departments as well.
Dominic, talk a little bit about your journey. We kind of touched on it, but yeah. I want to go back to it. How long have you been a knight?
For about 3.5 years now. So wow. Going on 4.
Okay.
The training process took roughly 6 months. So, it can take anybody 6 months to a year or even longer, depending on how fast they pick it up.
By saying that, you realize he said he did it 6 months. So he's kind of tooting his own horn there, Ashley.
I respect it just because he's a knight.
His armor is shiny, just a little bit brighter.
Bright and shiny.
Right. Well, we have bit of, the process is, it's a competitive process because Jason doesn't just train one night at a time. And our assistants, they don't just train one at a time. There's 4 or 5 of us, usually about 2 or 3. But when I got there, there was about 4 or 5 other guys that were, already in the sand training and had been squires for months and months at a time. And I was like, I want to do, I'm ready to do that. Like, I feel like I could do that, and I think Jason believed that I could do that. So once I got out of stables, we got down in the sand, and Jay put the pipe in the hands, and we started training, and we worked on the footwork, and I got right in and got reps with all the other guys, and so we just kind of slowly, gradually, bumped some heads with the guys, that were there, and it's a lot of fun. It's all fun, but it is competitive, and
yes,
and we have that sports mentality, all right, you did that. Well, I'm going to do this a little bit better. Or, you're better. It's just, and it's all fun. It's a brotherhood that we have there, and we enjoy competing with each other.
Well, to borrow a term from honestly, something like professional wrestling, it's you guys are doing sports entertainment. There's a lot of sports and sports moves to what you're doing, and you're there to entertain the crowd.
Absolutely.
And it sounded very Hunger Games to me, what you just described. There's a little competitive element to kind of help you keep your edge. But just because we're all here and we're family now, can you tell me the most difficult or painful memory you have in your training? I would love to hear it. Do you fall off your horse?
People get, tossed off here and there. I didn't. I almost did and, caught myself many of times. Sitting in the saddle is probably one of the hardest things for trainers to go through, in my mind, to get trained. And it's just being able to get comfortable sitting on the horse. And, that sounds, that's easy. Just sit down. But wow, when the horse is trotting and it's that rhythm that you got to find and keep, and it's the hip motion and it's, it's just so much that your shoulders and your arms and everything to think about, it's just really, I mean, it's really difficult. It's probably one of the hardest things I've had to tackle in my life at this moment.
It's a new center of gravity.
It sure is. It's difficult to sit on a horse.
Time for Gwinnett Business Radio to get slightly hard hitting, Ashley, because he actually didn't answer your question. He said he almost fell off his horse.
Okay, so
but he didn't actually say.
Press right. in. Joust him, Stephen.
That.
Joust.
Yeah. Never
so
admit
so I am now coming at
not,
you.
I have not. To this day, I have not.
Fallen. Dude, haven't no. fallen off the horse, but was there a mistake? Did you, when you were working with the pipes filled with sand, did you get hit by somebody?
Little
you,
sand in the mouth, you know, maybe?
Oh, yeah, all the wrong. Time.
Okay.
Absolutely.
Okay. He's all like, it's time. Just my everyday. I don't know what you want well, to
I
tell
mean,
you.
Yeah, so it's that. It's the horse riding. Like you said, the hardest part for me is, it is to this day, the horse riding. Yeah. It is, I'm constantly learning how to get better on the horse. I am no expert horse rider. I mean, I've been doing it for 4 years. It may seem like a long time to me or others, but it's a continuous process.
And you're doing, and so when you're off the horse or even when you're jousting, so it's combat, right? It's simulated combat. Yep. And so it's choreographed simulated combat. So you are trusting the other person is going to make the moves they need to make, and you're going to make the moves you need to make, right? And the way to do that is to just drill it. Drill
practice,
it.
Drill hundreds it. And hundreds of hours of practice before anybody goes on. We have levels. You squire, then there's apprentice night, which means you're training to be a knight, but you haven't done a real show yet. So from going to apprentice night to real knight, yeah. You've already done the fight you're going to do 100 times, you know, not with the lights and the music and the crowd, but you have gone through this. We get asked questions about injuries all the time. And yes, there are injuries, but it's not what everybody thinks it is.
What is it?
People think we must hit each other with the sword and the axe all the time. No, it's your normal sports injuries. You jump off a horse 100 times. Hey, the 101st time, I might have landed with my ankle So you have a sprained ankle, we rest our guys up, 2 or 3 weeks, but we have a rotation. Like, it takes 13 guys minimum to put on the show.
13?
Minimum.
Yeah.
A sports
team. We don't run minimum.
Sure. Am I right?
And just like, we have 20, 21 guys, so we have a bench. And hey, one guy goes out hurt, it's next man up, just like any other sporting event.
If someone has come to the point where they're also a knight, if they're needed to do squire duties, will they be asked to go back and kind of
all
take
the time?
It's a mix. Yeah.
Okay. So you can help. So Dominic, I was going to ask you, do you still remember that very first time you were in front of the crowd as a knight?
Absolutely.
Was that?
Absolutely. Cause I compare it to the new guys that come up. I love it. Like I said, it's competition. It's all fun. And it's definitely.
Where are you from? I just heard. I love it. I love it.
from here, but it's got that New Jersey influence.
You got it. There
you go. So yeah, my father and most of my family lives in New Jersey. So.
And Jason, I was going to ask you, it wasn't 1983, but it was a few years ago. Do you still remember the very first time you were in front of a crowd?
Maybe not the exact first time, but I remember, my first couple months. I remember moments of it. Yeah, I don't remember the exact first time.
And also when someone becomes a knight. So the actual show, there's multiple fights and it's like a tournament. When someone's a brand new knight, they're not going to go all the way through the show. So I would imagine also there's that first time I got to do the next level of the show. First time I was in that last fight.
And that's a good question. I mean, we have like rankings too as well. Like you start a squire, apprentice knight, then we have knight one, knight two, senior knight two. So we have levels. And when you're learning, like, yeah, nobody comes in, you're not going to be the champ. No.
You don't come in
and be the champ, okay? Yeah, so that's something you earn. You're one of the guys that go out there and you lose your first fight. And then, some guys are super motivated, like, hey, man, I want to, this is cool, but I'm ready to go on and learn another fight so I can win. So there is that competition. And if you don't kind of have that where you want to win, it's kind of, I don't like that, because it's a friendly competition, but it's making each other better. It's that drive to push each other. Out of comfort zones, yeah.
And you work in a castle, which is pretty cool.
We do.
I've never gotten to do that. You don't work in a castle.
I do not work in a castle.
Indeed.
Speaking of castles, you are listening to Gwinnett Business Radio. We've been talking to Jason Jones, Dominic Fico, and Katie Ortiz from Medieval Times right here in Lawrenceville at Sugarloaf Mills Mall. Katie, I was going to go back to you for just a quick second and just kind of, you do corporate sales and group sales. it is obviously open to the public, and it's not open every day. So,
right.
So, when are you guys, for people who are just coming on an individual basis, when are shows mostly happening?
We always have a Friday, Saturday, and Sunday show. Okay. When it's a more popular time, like Thanksgiving, we have a show every day that week. Christmas time, we have two solid weeks that we have shows every day, sometimes multiple shows a day. Spring break, so whenever it's a popular time, we'll have a show probably every day that week.
And you actually do shows on the holidays, Thanksgiving, Christmas,
New Year's. We do, yes, we do. We are open on the holidays. So if you don't have anywhere to go, or you don't have family in town, or they're not coming to visit you, then come stay with our family.
Do you do a show on New Year's Eve right around the...
Oh, we do.
That sounds
epic. That's a good show. That's a fun show to be at.
We have our New Year's Eve extravaganza, and it is so much fun. I mean, people will be there until 2 a.m. We have a balloon drop, a continental breakfast, a DJ.
A DJ?
Yeah. A medieval DJ?
Does he play medieval beats?
Okay. More like, you know, party beats, I guess, after that. So that's when we turn off the medieval music and let everyone
He comes out and plays the flute.
The Peter Piper going down the lane and everyone gets behind him.
You got me on that one, Lord of Astoria.
That was really funny.
That was funny.
So the other question I was going to ask is, obviously, this is not the only location. Talk a little bit about how medieval times, because, again, we're Gwinnett Business Radio, but we're heard all around the country. You guys have multiple locations.
Yeah, we're a company started in Spain. And so our first castle did come here in Florida in 1983, who's mentioning our first one. So we have 9 locations, 8 in the U.S. and 1 in Toronto, Canada.
Nice.
Does that explain the Spanish horses?
That's
Yes. It was 2 brothers in Spain that started the company.
She's connecting the dots.
Interesting. The neurons are firing today.
And we actually have a bigger ranch in Sanger, Texas, where we actually breed our Andalusian stallions.
Andalusian stallions. Yes. That sounds like a made-up name, but I know it's not because
it's your Spanish horse.
You're better versed in this than me.
It's easier to say Spanish horse, isn't it? It's just a Spanish.
Do I respond to Spanish commands, hola, you know, or do you?
Yes. They do.
I feel like they do. Yep. I feel like they do that better than they do English.
So it's just like a pet, you know. It depends on how you train them.
They start with Spanish speaker. I mean, Felipe speaks Spanish to
Victor
the
horse at the range,
trainer. Yeah, so they understand a lot of Spanish commands.
Oh, yeah.
But they also can understand English commands.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Bilingual horses.
Amazing.
More than me. Yeah, absolutely.
They're smart.
Again, going back, I would have gone out when he said, go get toffee, right? And if that if that wouldn't have eliminated me, there would have been hundreds of other chances to eliminate me. Besides, I don't know many knights that are bald, right?
Well, no, you're not bald, Jason.
That's not true.
Well, that's
Jason. You're right. Jason will, he'll let you through.
I mean, I don't have hair like that, though. I mean,
it's probably, you know, as a real knight, it'd probably be the best way to go, though, right there.
That
chainmail really will pull your hair out, anyways. Plus, you're going to be out fighting. Do you really want somebody to grab
your
long, luxurious hair in a battle?
He's short on the sides, and he's got the, would that be called a man bun in this era?
Something like that. It's a little more Vikings.
It is more.
What was it in medieval? Anyway. I do have a question for you, going back to the swords for just a quick second. Anybody that's been to a show, they'll see a lot of sparks. They'll see, they'll see some stuff. And I'll admit, first time I saw it, I thought, come on, they got little special effects on the
phony
swords.
Baloney, right? Here we go again.
Yeah, right.
All tricks.
Because it's sports entertainment, right? So
yeah,
so,
I think I showed that before. People think there's like a little button or a little trigger in here. I showed you the brand new sword. So this hasn't been used in the show, and you can see how the edges, they're just brand new.
Right.
What happens after they go through a couple of shows, they get all dinged up, and there's burrs, and we learn to hit at angles, so those sparks that are coming off are real.
Wow.
We talked about it, you know, sometimes we get so many sparks, you know, the little metal burr would go in somebody's hair, and hey, what's that smell?
Yeah. No.
Yeah, absolutely.
Well, I wasn't going to say this.
We're not going to have to call the fire department, but...
I wasn't going to say this, but when you came into the studio, I thought I smelled something burning. So were you guys training before you came?
Well, we were out in the parking lot. We had to get a couple reps in.
That's right. Warm ourselves up. And get psyched.
Nice. Because you did not ride your Andalusian horses. Is that right?
Nice job, Steven.
Yeah. Well done.
Indeed.
The king shall hear of this, my lord.
You came in the minivan.
So this is the equivalent of medieval fireworks, these sparks. That's what we're going to see during the performance.
That. Sure. Absolutely.
Everybody likes fireworks.
Fans love it. We love it. I mean,
because you can hear, when you put it and the crowd reacts, when you get a really good one, they're like, whoa. They're like, yes.
Sometimes they float around for a minute. I mean, it's
really
fun. Oh, absolutely. It's fun.
I'd love to see some photos of that. So we're talking to corporate people in the business industry whose time is limited and time is very precious. So how much time should they budget for an experience like this?
usually a month out is good, but I mean, we've had people do it a week out call. I mean, if you only have like 20 people, you can do it a couple of days out. Just give me a call because we usually have plenty of room in certain spots that I can fit you in. So,
and the actual performance is how long? How long is that?
2 hours.
2 hours. Okay. Mm-hmm.
Now that's from walking in the castle till when they're done, or there's a little bit of a
more than that because you want to get there an hour before, okay. And then you probably want to hang out afterwards. So, I mean, I would give yourself total 3.5 to 4 hours even for the whole experience.
Okay, great. Because the gift shop too, right,
yes,
Katie?
Absolutely. Oh, yeah.
Well, I was thinking of the bar. Not
yeah,
the gift
drinks,
shop.
Yeah, yeah. Like, you want to get some drinks while they're there.
Because we talked about the medieval feast and it's mm-hmm. all hands-free. The one thing that is more up-to-date is the bar and the types of drinks.
Oh, we have a beautiful bar.
Yeah,
and so, we have good packages, too, that include drinks. So if they want to definitely get some drinks for their employees, then we've got packages with drinks, with VIP seating. We've got basic packages. So different ones that will fit their needs.
Drinks
and their budget.
Are up-to-date. Food is.
Yes. Are there games, cocktails?
There are. Yes, there's like the Maiden's Kiss.
Oh, I love
forget.
Those.
Do you guys know
Dragon's
some of the names?
Breath.
Dragon's Breath.
I don't know if you really want that one. But.
All right. Yeah. So I can't think of a better thing to end on than talking about alcohol. So that's good for a corporate event. Katie, let's let you for those groups, for mm-hmm. those corporations, and for individuals. How can people get tickets on an individual basis, and then how can they get in touch with you if they want to talk about a group event?
So fastest way probably to find me, because I know everyone might be at home or driving, listen to this. They can just go to our website, medievaltimes.com, and click the Georgia Castle. And then on there, they'll see corporate events. They click that. They can get my phone number, my email. They can even fill out a form and it comes right to me. And I'll give you a call already with the information ready based upon what you put on the form. And then also, if you can't bring a group, some people don't have time to do an outing or can't, around the holidays, they can't ever do it later. We do have an e-ticketing program for employees, which is free. It's completely free to call me, sign up, and it's a free link for all your employees that you can share on your benefits page for them, and then they can get year-round discounts, even if you can't bring them.
Fantastic. MedievalTimes.com. Click on the Georgia Castle, and mm-hmm. then if you want a group, go to corporate or
yeah,
group
company,
events.
Yeah, company events.
Company That's events. Very good.
Mm-hmm. What a draw. I have one last question, if I may, Stephen.
You may.
I'm curious, will there ever be a show where we suddenly have the surprise lady night? She takes off her helmet and just cascading hair down her back. And oh, it's a woman the whole time.
We have a new show coming in the spring, and it is a queen instead of a king. And
oh,
she
wow.
will be on the horse, some, I believe. They haven't given us all the details yet. But yeah, we do have a queen coming now. So.
I love that. The feminist in me loves that.
The mercenary interviewer came up with a great question.
Thank
so,
you.
So, yep. And that's the other thing is you guys change the show every once in a while.
We
so.
Do.
Mm-hmm. There you go. Well done.
Thank you. They're keeping things fresh over at Medieval
like
Times.
I like
you
it.
Wouldn't guess it.
A queen like is going to be the ruler.
I like that.
I like that, Katie.
Yep.
Katie Ortiz, Jason Jones, Dominic Fico, thank you guys very much for being here today.
Yeah,
thanks for having us.
And make sure everybody goes and looks at The Lord of Astoria and Don Temple of Leon. Mm-hmm. So well done. Thank you, guys.
Love, it's what makes a Subaru. Get big savings and enjoy our hassle-free experience. Subaru of Gwinnett, where people sell cars. Visit SubaruofGwinnett.com and join our family today. Come in and see the difference. Already a Subaruist? Then follow Subaru of Gwinnett's Facebook page for the latest Subaru offers, news, and community events.
Great, Ashley. Now I'm conflicted. I was going to get a Spanish horse, and now I'm being conflicted with a Subaru. I don't know what to
get
do.
Get a car and give it a Spanish name.
Ah, well done. Well
There's
done.
The middle ground.
I like it. So just a quick reminder, you can listen to this or any of our other shows on GwinnettBusinessRadioX.com. Also, you can follow us on Facebook and Twitter. Just search for Gwinnett Business Radio and Business Radio X. And I think that's about it. Ashley, is there any? First of all, thank you so much for being here.
Thank you for having me. It was an honor, my liege, and I would love it. Oh, applause. I would love it if they could knight you at the end of this.
Just... Well, I was going to say you're the queen of this show. After just one episode, I'm ready to make you the queen. So well done.
Thank you, Stephen. Thanks for having me. It was fun.
Absolutely. For Trey and for Mike, this is Stephen. Just reminding you that we'll see you next time on Gwinnett Business Radio.